Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Flossie. I can tell, Flossie. You've been rolling, you've been strolling, you've been bowling along. Well, hello there, Flossie. How you doing, Flossie baby? How are you this lovely day at May the 26th? How do you feel today? I don't know, it'll be 5 days later, so it'll be the 1st of June when you get this. How does it feel to be a 1st of June bride and to know that you're going to get that guy in about 20 more days? How does it feel? Pretty good, eh, baby? I'm glad to hear that, because I got some news for you tonight that's going to make you stand up and take a notice. And I'm going to save it for a little while. It's something I thought up in all my talking to my boss here, and he just suggested something to me that I think is a wonderful, marvelous, beautiful idea. And I'm going to pass it along after a minute. After I tell you howdy, tell you that this is Monday night, tell you that I had a pleasant weekend, that I taped a note off to Lou. He sent me the nicest tape the other day. That old boy has developed into quite a speaker over these microphones. He never wastes a breath. He keeps right on chucking. It's a sign that his mind is working all the time. Gee, it was nice to hear from him. He's just like sitting down and talking and him just telling me how things are going. And even when the questions I have in my mind are brought up by what he's talking about, he goes ahead and answers them just like he knew I was asking him. Really nice to hear from him. And I just want you to tell him that I sure did appreciate it. And I sure liked that tape. I'm going to have to use it, I guess, before I leave here, because I've run out of tapes. I'm using everything I can find now, small rolls. I can't buy anymore. And I've got to borrow them or steal them. But I found out how to use them, ones that have been sent now. You told me once to erase them and make them so they don't have any sound on it. And I do that now. So if you ever have to use one, just erase it. Run it through on the talk and just let it run without any making any, don't hook the mic up or anything. And just let it run on talk or transcribe or whatever you got. And what does it say? It says record. Put it on record and let it run. Whoop. And then it'll be all good. Run it on both sides. But I sure enjoyed the tape, and I'm kind of anxious to get back home to see how everything's going, how everybody's doing. And Lou's had quite a bit of opportunity tossed at him. But as I told you before, if you got the talent, man, the world's looking for it. I don't care what kind of talent it is, if it's just you can. I'd like to stick my lips out and reach yours just for a little humble caressing now. I wonder what it's like. 6 months is a long time to go without being caressed and somebody to nuzzle up to you that really likes you, boy. But it won't be long. And I got a pregnant idea. Now, I want to break this to you, and I want you to see what you think about it. And when you answer me, you're going to have to make your definite decision at that time, because we won't have any communications much that's going to go to waste, because it takes a week to get a letter and a week to get these tapes. Okay, what would you say if I ask you to fly out to Hawaii and meet me there, and you and I spend a week or so in Hawaii before we fly back home? What would you say to that? Sounds nice, don't it? Okay. If you like it, here's the way we'll work it. I'll fly back home through Honolulu, and I'll stop off in Honolulu for from the 20th to, let me get my calendar. Let's see, the 20th is on a Friday, and we could stay there until the next Friday, or 3 days, or 4 days, or until the end of the month. It wouldn't matter. 20th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days. We could stay there and visit until about, over the weekend. Tommy will be off, and we can visit there for just a short time, or for 4 or 5 days, whatever the mood strikes. And then go on home. And all it would cost you would be a round trip ticket, $300. And my ticket's all paid. And there we are, we'd have a little time in Hawaii. Nay. Don't that sound nice? Okay. If you want to do that, you just tell me, okay, I'm going to do it. And so I'll meet you on the 20th in Honolulu. And I'll leave my ticket open on the way. And we'll just visit there until we go get home and get ready to go home. And then we'll fly back to Denver. You can have your ticket round trip, leave that end open, and you and I can catch the same airplane from Honolulu. Don't that sound nice? Okay. If you like that idea, and I know you will, unless something drastically is wrong and you just can't do it, why don't you just write me a letter and tell me, okay, I'll meet you in Honolulu on the 20th of June. All right? And we'll just have a little vacation. We'll get a little cabana. Maybe I can go down to the get the place at the army place, or maybe we can get a place any place, no matter. If we get we can get transportation there, I think everything will be all set. We can visit Mogi and the kids, and we can visit Juan and Vi and Benny and Marion and see how things are, because I think maybe if you go to Manila, when you go through there again, you probably won't have very long to stay. You'll have to hang on. You'll have to go right on out to Manila, be there by a certain time. Maybe, I don't know. But why don't we just play like leisurable people? And like we got the world by the tail. I think that's a good idea. Oh, and you just write me a letter and tell me you're going to meet me in Honolulu on the 20th. And then you get on out there by the 20th. Buy yourself a round trip ticket and we'll get on the same airplane going home. And if we can bum a ride on with the military, you'll save some money going back. Okay? Alrighty. Save $100. Okay, now let's see what we're gonna do from here on. That's a big surprise I had. I guess I ought to sing something like, I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakelu, Hawaii. Tra-la-la, I want to be there once again with the Connies and Wahinis that are new. I can hear those Hawaiians playing on the beach at Honaunau. I can hear those Hawaiians saying, it won't be long till my ship will be a-sailing to that grand old place that's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and poi. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakelu, Hawaii. Nay, I want to go back with my baby and see my little islands once again, and I don't mean maybe. Okay, baby, I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. La di 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 di.